Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, December 15th, 2020. Stand up for your country. Our lead story tonight, is Joe Biden a uniter? He wants to be, says he does. So he wants to unite everybody. He wants to get all the strife out of American politics and society. Well, all right, that's a good intention. He gave a speech last night, just basically doing a victory lap because he is going to be president, and it was a national address, and I listened to it. I wanted to get a couple of sound bites, but he had a lot of trouble speaking, Mr. Biden. I'm not saying that with any nefarious motive. I'm not trying to make him look bad, but he had a little frog in his throat, and maybe three frogs. I've had that, you know, but it was very hard to zero in on what he was saying because of the frogs. However, I did get you this. Roll the tape.
Respecting the will of the people is at the heart of our democracy, even when we find those results hard to accept. But that's the obligation of those who've taken on a sworn duty to uphold the Constitution.
All right, but Americans haven't sworn to uphold the Constitution. I don't know really what he's talking about there. So I was waiting for some kind of signal on how Mr. Biden was going to unify everybody, and he didn't give it. He basically said that Donald Trump and his supporters, all 74 million of them, were kind of un-American to contest the election. That was the theme. So if he were smart, Joe Biden would have said, I'm going to call for a special prosecutor to look into allegations of fraud because I want to know if anything untoward happened. And I think all Americans should want to know that. So I'm going to appoint, the president can't really appoint, but through my new attorney general, a special counsel to look at the election top to bottom, examine the allegations, and I will report honestly back to you, the American people. If he had done that, if Joe Biden had done that, that would have taken all the right-wing criticism, all the disenchantment that he's going to be president off the table for at least a day or two. And I know a lot of people wouldn't have believed him that he was sincere, but by the appointment of a counsel, which is desperately needed, he would have sent a signal like, I don't want to be here under a cloud of allegations. I want to let everybody know what happened. And if some people broke the law, we'll put them in prison. So that doesn't seem to be too complicated to say that, you know, but he didn't do it. And he never will. And I don't know why, I have to honestly say. Because in Michigan, I don't know whether you guys knew about this story because the corporate media is suppressing it. You know, they're real good at that. So a private citizen named William Bailey apparently hired an outfit to audit some Dominion voting machines in Antrim County, Michigan. Okay? Now, Mr. Bailey did this because there was a local ordinance of marijuana selling in his county. And he wanted to see if there was any cheating on the vote. All right? He didn't want pot shops in Antrim County, Mr. Bailey. So it didn't have anything directly to do with the presidential election. However, the company he hired, Allied Security Operations Group, came in and they looked at the entire vote, including the presidential vote, and they came to the conclusion that the Dominion machines were not right. They malfunctioned. Now, a judge slapped that conclusion down, barred it from going public. Judge's name is Kevin Elsenheimer, okay, circuit court judge in Michigan. He told Allied Security Operations Group, Mr. Bailey, don't put this out. But then he lifted it yesterday so they could put it out. And I'll read you the conclusion, all right? Quote, the intentional errors led to bulk adjudication of ballots with no oversight, no transparency, and no audit trail. This leads to our conclusion. The results of the Antrim County election are not certifiable. This is a result of machine and or software error, not human error, unquote. So look, I don't know. I don't know Antrim County. I don't know Allied Security Operations Group, who they are. The Detroit News and Detroit Free Press both reported on it. No national exposure. Okay, of course. But this is something that has to be looked into. All right? I'm not going to take it that it's true, but you have to examine it at a federal level, not a county level. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Let's go to Georgia. As you know, we have a vitally important election, two senatorial races. First one is David Perdue, the incumbent senator, against John Ossoff, a liberal Democrat. The second one is acting Senator Kelly Loeffler against Reverend Raphael Warnock. All right, 1.2 million ballots have been requested through the absentee system, 1.2 million. So far, 200,000 have been returned. The election, I think, is on January 5th. All right, so 1.2 requested, 200,000 in the bank. I hope they're counting them now. All right, this is according to the U.S. Elections Project. So what's going to happen down there? Nobody knows. Trafalgar, which is a polling system that I respect, has the Perdue-Ossoff race tied. And it has Loeffler, 3 points ahead of Warnock. Now, of all four candidates, Warnock is the most radical left. So there is a tape of him a few years ago, 2013, speaking about the Nation of Islam. That is the sect run by Louis Farrakhan, who is anti-Semitic and anti-white. Here's what Reverend Warnock said. Go.
The Nation of Islam is significant, but its numbers don't come anywhere near the membership of our churches. Its voice has been important, and its voice has been important even for the development of black theology, because it was the black Muslims who challenged black preachers and said, you're promulgating, you know, they call the white man's religion. And that's a slave religion.
Isn't that nice? The white man's religion is a slave religion. This guy wants to be senator of Georgia. There you go. Back with a final thought on, will President Trump attend the inauguration?
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Okay, here's the final thought of the day. Big mystery. Think Donald Trump's going to show up at the inauguration of Joe Biden? I'll give you my opinion in a moment. But first, three presidents did not. John Adams. He lost Thomas Jefferson. Really nasty campaign. Whoa, the mud flew. Adams left the White House at 4 a.m. on the day of the inauguration in a coach with his wife, Abigail, and they trotted back to Massachusetts. Bye, no inauguration. Second president. Next one, John Quincy Adams, John Adams' son. He lost to Andrew Jackson. They hated each other, Adams and Jackson. Jackson kicked Quincy's butt. Quincy did the same thing his father did. Oh, he left the night before. He didn't want to get up early at 4 a.m. In the coach, back to Boston. And finally, Andrew Johnson. I read about Johnson extensively in Killing Lincoln. He took over for Lincoln after the president was assassinated. Johnson was a drunken fool much of the time. U.S. Grant hated him, kicked his butt in the election of 1869, I believe. And Johnson wouldn't come out of the White House. Grant was being inaugurated. Johnson's still sitting there. They didn't know they got to get the, you know, Secret Service to pull him out. Finally left. So they didn't show up, those three. Will Donald Trump go to the White House? I don't think so. To the White House, to the inauguration. I'm betting no. What I think will happen is the President Trump and the First Lady will have breakfast with President-elect Biden and Jill Biden. And then Donald Trump will leave a letter, just as Barack Obama did, with some sage wisdom, I hope. But I don't think Donald Trump's going to go to the actual ceremony. And he's going to say, my presence there would be a distraction. So for the good of the country, I'm not going. That's what I think is going to happen. Because Donald Trump is furious and does believe with every fiber of his body that this election was stolen from him. He's not going to legitimize the process by going to the inauguration. So that's my prediction. And we'll see what happens, of course. And we'll see you tomorrow.